Yeah, mostly hearing a lot of religious programming, and then of course Fox News is all over the shortwave as well. I like finding the occasional station that's probably south of the equator, listening to some of that music, and what I believe to be Spanish, maybe another dialect as well.
Yeah, Roger, on the religious preaching frequencies, yeah, you'll find them all up and down there. Brother Stair, the guy's been dead for 4 or 5 years, and they still play the hell out of his sermon. At night, around 6 megahertz, you got Radio Cuba, Radio Havana, Cuba. He's tuned up 60000, that's Radio Havana, Cuba. They're on almost every night. They broadcast in Spanish, but then they take a couple hours broadcast in English. Then they go back to Spanish. But all around that area, you'll find stations there at night, Roger.
Copy that. This is WRPB-448 for identification purposes. I've got a wire that's going from my second story bedroom window, probably about 60, 70 feet in a, I guess it would be a southwest direction is my long wire antenna that I'm using to get my shortwave. I had thought about running another wire a different direction as well, but in my current shape, I cannot. Over.
Yeah, Roger, that I understand. You running any kind of antenna tuner or anything, or you just random wire?
This piece of galvanized wire I picked up at the hardware store, it comes in, goes directly to the hot lead on my BNC connector, and then the ground goes to a dedicated ground rod I have located on this side of the house strictly for antenna and grounding on my electrical bench.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, you should be doing pretty good then. Having an antenna tuner helps, but, you know, it doesn't help as much as important as it is if you were transmitting. Usually any random wire, the longer the better. Just pulling everything is, you know, if you have a tuner, like I said, a tuner on receive will actually help, but It doesn't make a whole big bunch of difference there, Roger.
Yeah, I might have to look into that. I just got a couple other things going on my hobby plate. Let me bring you up to speed on a couple things. Sheboygan Bob says hello. He knows you, remembers you, and all of that. Copy that.
Yeah, Roger, copy that. Appreciate that. I was going to ask you, I put it in my head to make sure before we turn 7 that I was going to ask you if you heard from him. There's been a few people out here asking about him there, Roger.
Well, you could probably pass on the information that his repeater is operational, it's just not hooked into the net. And that's why we can't talk to him. He's doing great. He misses everybody. So, yeah, go ahead. And if people are asking about him, tell him what I just told you. That would be acceptable. As far as the technical aspect of what's happening with the repeaters, I'm not the guy to ask. There are people on the net that obviously way more informed than me. Copy that.
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, I'll pass the 5 if anybody asks again. That's weird. He gets into a repeater, but the repeater's not connected to the network. Like I said before, I'm a newbie up here in this part of the van, and You know, so sometimes I don't understand how the hell that works, but it'd be great to hear from him again. I sure look forward to talking to him again. Then go ahead.
Yeah, the repeaters are linked via an internet connection, so I mean, that's only as good as it is physically intact. I mean, he's saying that they got a good amount of snow up there. I mean, they may not be able to fix that till spring, you know. I don't really know.
Comment. Good comment. This network is not linked via the internet. It has its own microwave network. It does not use anything via the internet. WRFX 966.
Station 966. Thank you very much for the info. Again, if you heard my conversation earlier, I'm definitely not the guy to ask about how the repeaters work. Thank you very much. Again, thank you.
Yeah, 966, appreciate that. Because I was just going to tell him, I didn't know that they were hooked up via the internet, even though you said they're not now. I was always wondering how they connect to each other. But yeah, that makes sense through what you said, microwave or whatever, because I never heard of that being hooked up to the internet there, okay? There's multiple different networks. They all use this microwave backbone that's been put up by the Central Michigan Emergency Group. And it uses a little 4-inch or 6-inch disc. It's got to be up there a decent amount of height so that they can link them all. There are multiple sites that are just linked. VHF, 144 megahertz area. UHF, the ham bands. UHF, the GMRS bands. Plus, you've got several digital networks as well. It's quite an extensive network. If you type in MI8.system, you can see the monitor, and you can explore from there, MI1, MI2, MI5, and all that sort of stuff. So it's quite extensive.